We start our third hour, and as you know, the show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage, with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Phone line's going off. I like it. 1-800-636-8686. Max Muncy of the LA Dodgers coming up at 40 past. So that means two open segments between now and then. Want to get to our Smack Off profile momentarily. But I start hour number three by saying this. Lost in the shuffle of the post-Memorial Day news was a tweet from the Oakland Raiders. The tweet read, "We have signed free agent guard Richie Incognito." Wait, what? That Richie Incognito? No way. There's another guy named Richie Incognito, right? But then when you click on the link, you get an article on the team's website that reads in part, and I quote, "The Oakland Raiders, I need my bed, Alvin. I need my bed. The Oakland Raiders have signed free agent guard Richie Incognito. The club announced Tuesday. Incognito joins the Raiders after previous stints with the St. Louis Rams, Miami Dolphins, and most recently with the Buffalo Bills. A four-time Pro Bowler, Incognito has appeared and started in 150 contests over his career." And then it goes on to list a number of Incognito's accomplishments, but there is a lot that was not included. They didn't include that time that he feuded with the Minnesota Vikings. They did not include that time he underwent an involuntary psychiatric evaluation in Florida after an incident at a gym, which included him allegedly throwing a dumbbell at somebody. Didn't include that. According to TMZ Sports, the alleged victim said that Incognito was rambling about the government and screaming, quote, "Get off my bleeping playground," end quote. Oh, and that he told police that he was, quote, "running NSA class 3 level documents." Class level 3 documents, I should say. Team did not include that in the story. Also did not include the time following the death of his father, which I'm sure was a challenging time. But following that time, he showed up at the mortuary and, quote, "walked around the funeral home punching caskets and throwing things," end quote. Nor did the story mention that he allegedly demanded that his father's head be cut off for research purposes, and then made a gun gesture at one employee and talked about having, quote, "a truck full of guns" in the parking lot. And sure enough, police found that he allegedly had a pair of pistols, three rifles, and a silencer in his truck in the parking lot. And all those things I mentioned are only highlights from last summer. You would think that was a career summary, a career that many NFL teams would want nothing to do with. But that was not a career. That was the summer of 2018. My guy did all of that in one summer. And then before that, we have the bullying scandal, the allegations of racism directed at a teammate and a team employee, the allegations of sexual harassment at a golf course. Like, the list goes on. However, and what do I always say? What do I always say? If you have the chance to get a soon-to-be 36-year-old offensive lineman who did not play last year and retired because of alleged kidney and liver issues and then spent the summer getting into fights at gyms and funeral homes, you have a chance to get that guy, you do that 100 times out of 100. You cannot afford not to sign a guy like that. Culture is still the biggest buzzword in all sports right now. And who better to define a winning culture than a guy who allegedly throws dumbbells at people in gyms, allegedly believes that he's being spied on, allegedly punches out caskets, allegedly demands that his father's head be cut off for research purposes, allegedly makes threats to funeral home workers. That's not just a guy you want to bring into camp. That's a guy you want to build around. And around Vontaze Burfict. and around Mr. Big Chest. Fantastic work, everybody. And when asked about that signing, Raiders GM Mike Mayock explained the move by saying, quote, "You can't have all Boy Scouts." I'm sorry, what? You bring this guy in, and your explanation is you can't have all Boy Scouts? Hey, look, I get that you want some edge. I get that you want some toughness. But is it possible to find that edge and toughness without bringing in a guy who's throwing dumbbells at people, claiming he's being spied on and punching out caskets, and asking that his dad have his head cut off? It's got to be a middle ground, right? Between that guy and a Boy Scout. Yeah, not to state the obvious, but let's state the obvious. This is a league that will give Richie Incognito chance after chance after chance after chance after everything he's done, but Colin Kaepernick never got another look. Except Mayock was sticking to his guns.
I think whenever he's been focused on activity solely on the field, he's been fine. And we've done a one-year prove-it deal with him, and prove-it means both on and off the field.
So, like, whenever Richie is not throwing dumbbells and threatening funeral home workers, he's been fine. What an amazing statement that is. Like, I like Mike Mayock a lot. A lot. Really sharp guy. Really smart guy. But even he can't believe what he's saying. And it doesn't matter to me whether they're going to bring this guy in just as a camp body to toughen everybody up and then maybe cut him before the season. You are the company you keep. And when you bring Incognito into your company, that says a hell of a lot about your company. And there's no way to explain that away.
And you know,
the Raiders. Fontez Perfect. Richie Incognito. Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest.
It goes without saying, too. You want to see these guys right now on television. And I don't mean playing football. What a fascinating room that is. The Lakers are looking at the culture of the Raiders in amazement right now. I mean, I hate to be the lame and jump on the easy thought of these guys being on Hard Knocks, but put these guys on Hard Knocks. Make it happen. And don't wait until they move to Vegas, because the chance of Big Rich, Mr. Big Chest, and Vaughn all making that trip to Sin City is highly unlikely. Like, I need Hard Knocks tomorrow. Hell, we don't know if Perfect won't be suspended for something come this September, let alone next year. Content for days, Kamish. Give me nonstop footage of the South Beach Bull, Mr. Big Chest, Vaughn, and that big bone coach. Give it to me now. I need to see it now. Raider fan, don't say I never talk about you. Thank you, Alvin. Mike Mayock. And you know. All right, so phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Chicago. Mark in Chicago. Good to have you on the show, Mark. How are you?
Rome, I'm great. It's the peak of the smack off season, and I couldn't be more excited. I just want to give my brief, humble take on the field. You know, for my money, it's Rick and Buffalo versus the field. The only ones who could maybe give him a run for the money might be the BIC and Leff, maybe. You know, like Rick and Buffalo, I'm also a teacher, and I'm making this call while my students are working on a crossword I made up for them specifically to keep them busy so I could sneak this call in. Hold on a second, Jim. Yes, Timmy.
Hey, Mr. Mark in Chicago, what's a nine-letter word for losers who live north of the 49th parallel?
Canadians, Timmy, Canadians. Sorry about that, Romy. You know, I find it hilarious that the whale in Green Bay, a.k.a. Caleb, thinks he has a chance. You know, someone posted pics of him and his family on Twitter. I think he's got the nicest rack of the entire bunch. And what's with Caleb's mom? She's always with him on his social media. I mean, she looks like the love child of Yosemite Sam and Tyne Daly. When it's dinner time, does she instead of shouting dinner, does she lift up her freckled skin tags, pull out some six shooters, fire them up into the air, and scream out, "Caleb, come and get your vittles!" Sorry, Jim, I know you have a sudden irrational love for Wisconsin, so I'll lay off those dudes for a minute. Now, Mark in Hollywood, where do I even start with this guy? I know you have the profile coming up on him, so I'll keep this brief. Dude posts a picture of himself flexing on some crappy-looking inland lake. He looks like he's starring in a drug commercial that airs during NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. All 23 octogenarians probably see it. I think it was a still from the set of a commercial where he's playing hemorrhoid sufferer number two. When my roids flare up like a 4th of July fireworks show, I use Roid Out. I'm Mark in Hollywood. Or maybe it's for that pill. You know that pill that people take before they wrestle with someone who's attained the HIV? I mean, what kind of drug is that anyway?
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
You're a really weird dude. And weird is normally good. Did you just say that he's like that guy who takes the pill before they wrestle with somebody who attained the HIV? My ears deceive, right? Because there's no way in hell you just said that. You did not just say, was that a commercial for the pill that you take before you wrestle with somebody who attained the HIV? You just attained the block, my friend.
Block! Block!
It's too bad. Like, I see that guy and I think, oh, I'm going to get to this weirdo. This guy says kind of weird things. They're not really funny, but they're weird. And it will be better for the show. That's not better for the show. Anyway, what's poppin', Twitter? And no, I don't need you telling me what Magic is going to tweet about that. Wow, bro. Really? That just happened on my show. See, this is what I mean about I can only control what I can control. I can keep you in line, but I can't control what you're going to say. Otherwise, that would never happen on my show. Max Muncy coming up. You know how, like, you think that I have mock indignation? I really am pissed. Like, that really infuriated me. Anyway, get me out, Alvin. I'm not going to pretend like I'm not angry about that. So, what happens when you head to your man cave? To watch the game and you can't find your remote. Oh, wait, there's the DVD remote. There's the streaming remote. Where is the TV remote? It is time for Control Center by Cavo. The number one universal remote that does it all. Control Center manages all your content so you can control everything connected to your TV with one easy-to-use voice-controlled remote. Plus, you can turn on the TV from anywhere with the Cavo mobile app. Setup is easy. You plug in your streamer, your sound system, your cable, your satellite, even your game console. Control Center will handle the rest. Make life in the man cave easier with Control Center by Cavo. Shop right now. Save $10 on the Control Center Starter Pack Bundle with the one-year service plan included with the promo code ROAM. $10 off the regular price of $89.95 with the promo code ROAM. Go to CAAVO.com. Control Center is available at CAAVO.com. Best Buy service plan required. First 45 days free. See the website for details. Control Center by Cavo. One remote that does it all.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You know, normally, the beauty of this show is, I do the show every single day. So, the good and the bad of it is, I can do an amazing show, and you go right back to zero the next day. But if the show doesn't go well, the beauty of the show is, I get another opportunity the next day. That's how the show is. Or there are some things that happen during the show that might not be a good thing, but then there's a break, and no matter what the break is, no matter what happens, no matter how unfortunate, no matter how much of a degenerate one of you might be, I can always reset myself in the break. Always, always. That's all I need. You know, 3 minutes, I'm good. 3 minutes, I'm back. I'm not going to lie to you. I've not reset myself yet from that last phone call. You know, I'm not going to say I was rattled by it. I'm going to say that it was a little disconcerting and still is. And normally one break is all I need. I'm going to need another minute or two to get that out of my system. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Dodger, Max Muncy, next segment. All right, so Smackoff 25. We're doing our player profiles. We started this last year when the radio show became a simulcast, and I knew the Smackoff was going on TV for the first time. So we're going to run it back. 23 days until Smackoff 25. 23 days, but just 15 shows. So let's not waste any time because there is no longer any time to waste. Yesterday, I did roll out with the first of what is going to be many Smackoff player profiles. I started at the very top with the defending champ, the four-time winner, the BIC, Brad in Corona. Today, I focus on another Smackoff winner, the 2013 champ, Mark in Hollywood. He's not a stranger to the main event. I mean, at that time, he came out of nowhere, burst upon the scene, ripped a ticket back in 12, took down the whole thing as a sophomore 1 year later. Since then, he has been in the top five in four of the last five. He took sixth last year. Not only is he a vet now, he is a legitimate threat. No one should be surprised if this guy's the guy who wins the silver anniversary in June. I could drop the needle on 7 years worth of great phone calls, but why don't we keep it recent? Let's go back to last year's Smackoff when Mark invited Mike in Indy to just go away forever and stay retired.
Mike, stop. Stop it already. I'm retiring. I'm back. I whine about less gimmicks, but conveniently forget I jumped off the back of a banana boat with Chael and rode his caboose to half a Smackoff chip. What a hoe. This is the guy that goes hard in the paint because y'all can't? Mike is the guy that calls the cops when someone commits a hard foul on him during a pickup game. I mean, what's the difference, really, between Mike and Caleb at this point? Caleb cries about fictional stalkers waiting for him in his driveway. Mike cries about a fictional champ ignoring him with his own gimmicky history with such irony that hasn't been seen since Orenthal said, Ron and Nicole killed me. My suggestion to you, Mike, is that you do go away because you are the spitting image of Papa John. And frankly, at this point, you're bad for the Jungle brand. Better baggery, better gimmickry, Mike and Indy.
That rivalry goes back over a half decade. Mark and Mike have been trading haymakers for a long time, each of them having a Smackoff to their name. Both of those heavyweights have had to watch Brad and Lefto split the last four. So you know they're hungry. Mark would love to beat Mike to a second title and become just the seventh overall to have multiple championships. But recently, Mark has been going in on Rick in Buffalo, a guy that Mark fully admits to liking at first, but has recently come to hate.
Rick, I know you've done so much toot that your eyes look like Edwin Moses and your beak looks like Artie Lang's, but the funny thing is I used to like you as a caller. But see, that's when you had your normal voice, wasn't it, you faux-ass bitch? Why decide to sound like Jeff in Richmond with hemorrhoid flare-up? And why would you decide to give CBS Sports Network those mugshots from when you were busted by Chris Hansen in that Crapchester motel? Have a seat in the corner, sir. It's not what it looks like! I was helping her with her homework! Then why did you bring a box of wine? I can't control my horny level, laugh out loud. You want to call a radio show and sound like the bastard offspring of Rush Limbaugh and Roseanne Barr? You do you. You want to pretend to be an internet gangster, but when things get too deep, you delete your tweets? You do you. You want to have a pop-up orgy party and turn tricks in the Sabre bathroom stalls and parking lots of Bills Stadium like the hoe you are so you can afford tickets to that Oasis knockoff band? You do you. And wore Rick's wife having a fetish for black midget actors from Hollywood.
So, a few months after that call, in December of 2018, Mark said that he was done with Rick. We'll see how that actually shakes out come June 21st. I can't imagine that he doesn't have something for Rick. And I can't imagine Rick doesn't have something for Mark. So that's a rivalry you want to keep an eye on come smack-off time. Mark also has one of the few phone calls that aired uncensored on CBS Sports Radio, but needs the bleep treatment now that we're on TV. Yes, this is a Romageddon reset. Because back on September 29th, 2017, before the simulcast, when the rules of the show were lifted for one day only, Mark in Hollywood came in and dropped some of the most egregious personal smack that we have ever heard.
I'm going to say to you what E.J. Ho says to a barbed wire fence. Hello, friend. But Lef, my man, you didn't even talk about Rick Pitino's hair. I mean, that guy looks like he ripped one of Kellen Winslow's Vaseline tubs and dumped it into that slick. Well, Rick, you don't want to do that because you'll end up like Cameron Diaz in Something About Mary. You know, Jim, as a sidebar, back in Philly when we did that to our girls, we call that a But, you know, I'm just wondering if this translucent slime bag decided to play it safe, or if he rolled up on that diner counter bareback, wore Pitino using angel hair pasta as a contrast.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Hence the title Romageddon. Scorched earth that day. Angel hair pasta is pasta. It is not a form of contraceptive. Got that, Mark? The thing is, I know I won't have to worry about him in the smack-off because Mark is not looking to get run. He is looking to win. He's looking for his second ring in 6 years. He's going off right now plus 600 on the nut, stucknut.com. He is the fourth overall choice behind Brad, Lef, and Caleb, according to Stucknut. 23 days till we see what Mark's got in the hopper. I don't know. I just know it's going to be good because it always is. He's always right there. He's always a factor, and he knows how to win because he has. Your thoughts, your reaction to it. Is that a guy who might be able to do it? 1-800-636-8686. Max Muncy is coming up. All right, so this has been a topic also. The fact that Lef, he's got 30 guys who work on his behalf, including a manager. The manager would be Rich Flores. Flores is on the phone right now. He's in HB. Rich, what's up?
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. How are you today, bro?
Good, good, man. How about you?
I'm all right, man. Hey, from Princeville to Poi Poo to Pulahali, you're welcome. Shout out to my friend Matt in L.A. You know, I got a chance to spend a couple hours with him not too long ago at a little get-together, and that's a guy who knows how to handle himself. But, you know, come June 21st, not everybody always knows how to handle themselves where alcohol is concerned. Guys, if you're coming to our party, please get a hotel room. Enjoy yourself. Let's do it responsibly. The last thing I need is my name on a county piece of paper underneath V, period, if you catch my drift, Van Smack. But, you know, what I want to talk about quickly is the guy from Harrisburg. Bro, how long have you been waiting to go in on me? Manager? Dude, I'm no manager, okay? Back at Smack Off 18, Chael won. I called up Mark. I said, hey, man, I got an idea. That beget into a live call that Mike wound up winning the day over, and then that turned into a helicopter, which turned into a in-the-studio storm with a balloon, which turned into Sports Illustrated. And last year at this time, I'm in Henry Winkler's front room, and he's helping me set up a green screen. Jim, I'm really grateful that you've given me an opportunity to meet so many great guys along the way, to become friends with them. And I got to tell you something, Smack Off is just when I like to come out and have a great time. You know, I'm not a good regular season caller, but come June, July, I go out of my way to make an attempt to turn into like a proverbial Mr. October. So one thing that I did want to quote come in about with Mike in India is that he wants $5,000 to be a part of this call. You know, Jim, I don't know how to win the championship where Smackoff is concerned, but I think I've demonstrated that I do know how to win the day. So if you, for your consideration, I'd like a golden ticket this year, Jim, because the thing is that I think I know how to win the day, and I think I may know how to win the competition based on my resume that I just kind of pointed out. And so maybe you'd give it a thought. Hey, Ward, Greg, and Sun Valley coming on down to the official Smackoff 25 party in Dana Point, and war all you other guys doing parties as well. I think it's fantastic. Good luck there, 360 up in Portland, rooting for you. I'll take your comments off the air. Thanks, Jim.
All right, Rich. I think I'll give you my comments off the air. Bro, you're like the straw that stirs the drink. Ask you. This guy's like, I'm like Mr. October, man. I'm not a regular season guy, but on the big stage, man, I got this. I got this. You're like, bro, on the one hand, I might as well give you a golden ticket since you just took credit for all those other wins. Since you've won so many Smackoff titles for so many different people, you may as well demonstrate your greatness and win one for yourself, right? Yeah, Rich, you can have a golden ticket.
I got a golden ticket.
This guy's been running around taking credit for less wins. Why not? Let's find out. Yes, Rich, you got it. You have yourself a golden ticket today. But you know, that doesn't mean that I'll rip it back or that I won't rip it back. I might. And never mind Brad, who's won it four times, who's trying to tie the record for winning it five. Cowboy Nation is the all-time champ with five. Hell, Rich has won like nine in a row. At least that's how it sounds. Hawk, add him to the list. There is a golden ticket recipient. You see, in the case of some, all you have to do is ask. Well, cite your resume. And if that is your resume, ask. Gloss yourself, Mr. October. Act like you're the straw that stirs the drink. And you're Reggie Jackson of the jungle. And you, too, can have a golden ticket. No, I got to get out. I got a guest coming up. We're late. All right. Richard has got himself a golden ticket. When we come back, Max Muncy of the LA Dodgers. I may have time on the back end for a phone call. Stay tuned. Here is your sports update. Segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, who is also responsible for the ATP, the Ask the Pros. You ask me a question, I answer it. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. That question coming up in a moment. As promised, we are joined by an infielder for the LA Dodgers. He's hitting .286. He's got five home runs and 14 runs batted in May. He was a 2018 Home Run Derby participant, a fifth-round pick in 2012 out of Oakland. The Dodgers have got the best record in the NL right now. They are hosting the Mets this evening. We are joined by Max Muncy. Max, good to have you on. How are you?
Good. How's it going, man?
Good, Max. So you dropped a tough one in the Mets yesterday that ended a four-game winning streak. I guess ordinarily I'd ask you, how eager are you to get right back at it, get the taste out of your mouth? But the fact is, this team has not lost consecutive games in more than a month. So let me start there. How do you explain this team's ability to bounce back as often as it does?
You know, we have a pretty veteran group of guys that know how to go out there and take it day by day and not let one thing carry over to the next, whether it's a good game the night before or a bad game. You know, everyone knows how to flush it and show up, and it's a brand new day every day.
That explains that. Max Muncy joining us, no doubt. So when a team has had the level of success that the Dodgers have had year in and year out, it seems like it might be easy for players to maybe tune out during the regular season, especially in the early months of the season because it's such a grind. So what's it say about this group that you've gotten off to such a good start this year?
I think it's just a big part of the culture that they've created in the clubhouse. You know, all the guys that are in there, they understand what's going on. They understand the team they're on. They understand, you know, the expectations and everything. And, you know, they show up every day ready to get their work in. They don't expect anything to be given to them. They know they have to earn it. And Like I said, it's just part of the culture they've created, so it makes it fun to go out there every day.
L.A. Dodger, Max Muncy, my guest. You know, there are a lot of different moments in the season that you and I could talk about, but if I were to go back to one on Saturday against the Pirates, Pittsburgh led 2-1 going to the top of the fifth, and then you led off the inning with a 12-pitch walk that Dave Roberts said, quote, completely flipped the game, end quote. I mean, not only was that a 12-pitch walk, you were down 1-2, you took a ball, you fouled off three pitches, you took another ball, you fouled off three more pitches, then you got the fourth ball. Like, what was your mindset during the at-bat, and how satisfying a walk was that?
Well, the whole part of the at-bat was just try to grind it and, you know, put together a good at-bat. We know we'd been working Archer pretty good to that point. He had thrown a lot of pitches. We were pretty positive at that point he wasn't going to be able to go deep in the game. And their bullpen had been taxed a little bit, so just kind of going into the bat, it was keep grinding and, you know, hopefully find a way to get him out of the game. And, you know, after a couple of pitches, it was kind of – I was a little bit out of my plan, just, you know, down 1-2, like you said. And from there, it's just kind of you got to go to work, got to go to battle and try to win the at-bat. And before long, it was I got the walk and, you know, I got on first, and George Lombard, first base coach, immediately said that just won us the game.
It's an amazing at bat. Max Muncy joining us. Now, when you talk about going to work, you've now played 35 games at first, 15 games at second, 12 games at third, a couple of games as a pinch hitter. I mean, given where you were in your career not that long ago, how much does it mean to you to be in a spot where you're in the lineup just about every single day and contributing just about every chance you get?
It means everything to me. You know, I was in a spot not too long ago where baseball wasn't really the funnest thing to me. It was mentally, I wasn't sure if it was what I was wanting to do. I was considering other options for my career, and to be able to get back to the point where it had been my entire life, where it was, you know, the best thing in the world, and I couldn't wait to get out onto the field, and now I get a chance to do that every single day, like you said. It kind of just means the world to me, and it's something that means the world to my family as well.
Hey Max, that's not something that would happen overnight, but how'd you turn that thing around? How'd you flip that on its head? How'd you get to a place from where I don't even know if I like doing this and I want to do this for the rest of my life to this is the thing I want most?
Honestly, it was kind of just going back to being a little kid. You know, I had about a month or two where I was out of baseball, just kind of sitting on the couch. And during that time, me and my dad were going out to the cage every single day and just treating it like I was a kid again. He was just throwing to me. You know, we were playing games, just, you know, having fun and making it fun again. And from there, it was kind of realizing how much I missed playing and ready to get back out there. And so when I was ready to get back out there, it was put in more work and more work. And from there, it just kind of turned around.
I think that's amazing. Like, for instance, you and your dad doing that work. I mean, you were growing up in Texas and used to work with your dad. I mean, I got to be straight, dude. I wouldn't even mess with my eighth grader swing. I'm not even going there. The fact that you and your dad could get that work in, what were those sessions like? What were the types of things you talked about when you kind of rework your swing?
Well, you know, my dad's the person that knows me the best as far as baseball goes. He coached me from as long as I can remember up until about high school, and even then he still helped out a little bit. And so he knows my swing more than anyone in the world. And so he might not know the intricacies of the mechanics, but he can tell me the basics. And so that was basically what we did, was just get back to basics, you know, kind of get in your legs, get a short quick step, short quick hands, and you know, from there, we just kind of tweaked some things and got in a better position to hit and just went from there.
I love it. Max Muncy joining us. And then defensively, from the outside, it would seem like first, second, third are completely different positions. How different are they to you, and how do you approach each one?
Oh, they're all very different. You know, third base, you're never getting a routine ground ball. Anything that's hit to you is either, you know, a ball hit about 130 miles an hour, or it's a top spin ball that's taking weird hops. And then you got to make the long throw, and then you go to second, and it's, you know, just a completely different position altogether. You know, you got to move your feet around, you got to be able to get into position, and then first is, you know, you got to make sure you can catch the ball for your guys, otherwise they're going to be pretty mad at you.
Right. You know, when you get a shot with the Dodgers last year, and then you mash like 35 home runs, you play a huge role in the postseason. The thing about the postseason is, I mean, it is such a grind. There is so much more pressure on every single pitch, every single swing. How much of a toll does that take on guys mentally? What's it like to be in the postseason?
It's tough. You know, the biggest thing is kind of what you touched on right there, mentally. You know, physically, it's a demanding sport, but mentally, it's probably one of the hardest ones out there. And then when you get to the playoffs, you know, just one game mentally is like you played three games in one day. Like that's how it felt after each and every one of those games. It's just that, you know, it's a totally different animal. And yeah, it's tough. It's but it's the whole reason you play the sport, though, is you want to get to playoffs and get a chance to win.
Hey, Max, I got to ask you about Cody Bellinger really quickly. He had a game on Monday where he had a home run and two outfield assists. How would you describe what this guy's doing both at the plate and in the field right now?
He's one of those once-in-a-generation talents. You know, he's something that's pretty special. He has all the tools to be an absolute superstar, and he's turning into that right now. And it's one of the things where it's really fun to watch. You just want to sit back and enjoy the ride, especially when you're on the team with him.
Now, you hit it really hard at the Michael Johnson Performance Center in the offseason. Like, what kinds of things were you working on, and have you noticed a difference this year?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing we were working on was first-step quickness and explosiveness. That way I'd be able to play second base a little bit better and, you know, move around the field. That was the biggest thing I wanted to work on. And, you know, going to a place that is pretty famous for training track stars, I feel like that was the best option for me. And, you know, I feel like it just made a huge difference. It's helped my body out. It's helped me get through a long season. And it's definitely something I plan on doing again.
So finally, when you're there, I mean, obviously you're there to get your work in. You're a pretty focused guy and you're pretty serious. Are there other guys you kind of want to pick their brains? Do you see other athletes there that you want to get with and kind of talk to? Like, who are the types of guys that show up there when you're getting your work in?
Well, I mean, the biggest athletes are there when at that time of year is the college football players. They're showing up right after the bowl season. They're getting ready to do their training for the combine. So, no, those guys are all in there. It's kind of fun to see them. You realize, you know, how big those football players are in person. I mean, those guys are just monsters. And, you know, it's kind of just fun to be in there with other athletes. Everyone's kind of challenging themselves, and it makes it a fun atmosphere.
It's going to be a great environment. Max Muncy, my guest, 5 home runs, 14 runs batted in May, and the Dodgers have got the best record in the National League. They are hosting the Mets this evening. Max, really nice to have you on. Thanks for doing that on a game day. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you, Max. Thank you. Good job. Well done. All right, I mentioned that I might have, and they are in first in the NL overall, best record in the NL. I mentioned that I might have time on the back end. 1-800-636-8686. Rich Flores somehow attained a golden ticket.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
Apparently not a very popular choice, though. Ticket. Matt in Vancouver tweets, that parasite. Rich Flores has fallen all the way from leeching off of left to rolling with Matt in L.A. L-M-A-O. The belligerent nuck, Matt in Vancouver. Mike in Buffalo tweets, Rich Flores is what we like to call fig jam. F, I'm great, just ask me. Ed Derek in Q's tweets, Dick Flowers getting a golden ticket is like the high school equipment manager going out to launch a 3 during the state championship game. Caleb in Green Bay tweets, 7-time Smack-Off champ Rich Flores doesn't need a golden ticket, Van Smack. He needs a double lifetime exemption and his own 800 number. Nice job. Jeff in San Antonio. I've got time for it. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for asking, man.
You got it.
You know, 23 days out from the Smack-Off, I would be remiss if I didn't call. So, of course, everybody knows that I'm definitely Smack-Off material and not Hack-Off material. And everybody has been asking if I'll be showing up this year, and I will, but just probably not in the way that most people would expect. Brad in Corona, who is the apparently best caller in the history of sports radio, whereas I'm the best caller in the jungle, we could go head-to-head, but I'm going to go ahead and bow out of the competition this year, and I am hopeful that you will accept my offer of adding to the prize package. The winner of the Smack-Off this year will very much qualify for an exclusive babyjordan.com email address of their choosing. Jim, thanks for everything, and on a very personal level, I want to wish my friend Sam in San Antonio a safe travel out to California, and maybe he'll stop by the studio on the day of the Smack-Off. You're awesome. We are very blessed to have you on the radio all these years later. War me, war my fiance, and war baby Jordan. I'm out.
Jeff in San Antonio. All right, so I thought that Jeff was going to RSVP to something he was not invited to, but then he bowed out. But he did offer a prize. So right now the prize package is, here's the entire package, $5,000. That's your package. Is Cruz offering to put the winner's name on the car again? All right, I didn't know that. So Cruz is offering, Cruz Pedregon will put your name on the side of his car. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Jeff in San Antonio just offered up your own Baby Jordan email address. Wow. I wish I had more time to respond to that overwhelming offer, but I'm out of time. Remote Control is taking over your living room. Get Control Center by Cavo, the one universal remote that matches all of your content. Shop right now. Save $10 on the Control Center Starter Pack Bundle with the one-year service plan with the promo code ROME at CAAVO.com. CAAVO.com. All right. We had Kevon Looney way back in hour number one. Lorenzo Alexander, Max Muncy right there. Gave away a golden ticket. Rich Flores got it. Thanks for listening. You have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.